Welcome back to Technotopia, the podcast about a better future. Today on the show, we have Mitch Goldstone. He is the CEO of Scan My Photos. This is Technotopia. Technotopia is brought to you by Happy Fun Corp. Happy Fun Corp is a design-driven technology company in Brooklyn, New York that specializes in building mobile and web applications for startups and Fortune 500 companies. Whether it's a new mobile or web application that will help people experience the internet in a fun new way, or software that will interface with a new piece of top-secret hardware, Happy Fun Corp is always up to the challenge. Big or small, Happy Fun Corp loves building software and loves working with great people. Come build with them. HappyFunCorp.com. Welcome back to Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Mitch Goldstone. He's the CEO of Scan My Photos. Welcome, Mitch.
John, great to be with you.
Are you scanning photos as we speak?
We are. We actually do about 300,000 a day.
300,000 a day?
300. It may sound like a big number, but there's still about 3.5 trillion analog photos, according to InfoTrends, that are just sitting in shoeboxes and albums.
I have a big box in my car right now. I just brought them back from my parents. I brought more back from my parents.
So maybe
I'll ship them off. So I tried the service a little while ago because we were clearing out my parents' house. I'd lived there since childhood, essentially, and they didn't have any room for the photos in their new place. And it was great because I now have a Google Doc that I could share with my mom, and she can look at all these photos. In your experience with these photos, what do these things mean in a digital age? What do these analog pieces of paper mean? And what's the future for these things?
Sure, John. So, you know, your parents are a great example. Let me give you a similar example. I think we all have that special photo, the most memorable picture we have. For me, it was a picture of my dad in 1965 hugging me at Disneyland. And he unfortunately passed away 2 years later when I was seven. But, you know, could you imagine if that memory was lost in today's all digital world? Mm-hmm. So we each have those pictures, and you look back on the hurricanes, a billion photos were lost in Texas from the flooding. And that's what's so traumatic, that it's so easy to digitize everything and then upload it to share and preserve.
Okay. So how does your service work? What do you guys do to make it go faster?
I made it so easy. I kind of use the old Kodak motto of "you press the button, we do the rest." You go online at scanmyphotos.com, place an order for a prepaid box. It holds almost 2,000 pictures. Same day the box is sent out to you, you fill it up with all your photos, send it to us. It's digitized. We upload it. You can order DVDs, thumb drives. I think you received a photo index album, too, with little thumbnails of all the images.
Yeah.
Great. And, you know, it's those types of products. But the big thing moving forward is, okay, now you have everything digitized. I just heard from someone in Napa Valley that had us scan their pictures in 2010. Mm-hmm. They lost everything from the wildfire and wanted to know if we had archived it. Unfortunately, John, that was, you know, years before the advent of Google Photos, where they could have uploaded everything. So you have to look at that and not just digitize, but make sure it's safe. We always recommend saving it offsite, friends, relatives, uploading to sites like Google Photos and storing it so you have those backup copies.
Why do we still need these things? What happens to these things over the next decade? When should we start scanning? Should we start scanning now? Should we wait on this? What have you seen in terms of wear and tear on this paper?
Yeah, the sad thing is they are fading away over time, and it depends on where you had it processed. If you had it processed years ago and they used poor chemistry and it wasn't printed right, or if it's sitting in photo albums or places where the sun and weather can damage it, it has to be done now. And now is a great time, especially for instance, you, John, with the photos you have from your parents' house. Great thing to do is gather everyone together over the holidays, show those pictures, on a television and have a recorder in the back and narrate your legacy, multi-generational, so everyone could laugh and cry and share all the memories, explaining what's in each one of the pictures.
Mm-hmm. But what are we going to do when we have all digital at that point? At that point, the information becomes so ephemeral that we really don't have a connection to that information anymore, right?
The old one, right. A lot of people are just discarding the photos, getting rid of them, except, excuse me, all of those really precious ones. It's okay to unclutter, downsize, and downsize those pictures once it's digitized and saved off site. You know, we're coming up to CES in a couple of weeks, and there's so many photo sharing gadgets, new ways to share all of those pictures. But the biggest challenge in photography is, how do you get the old analog snapshots onto all those devices? Mm-hmm. And that's what Scan My Photos does.
But I guess the question is, what does it mean to have all that digital stuff when it's actually a little bit harder to look at the digital stuff, right? I think with a photo album, you know that you're going to go through and you're going to see kind of the best shots. Arguably the box full of photos does not always contain the best shots, but you're going to see the shots. Whereas with an online thing, you can have thousands and thousands of shots. What are you seeing in terms of characterization or tagging or whatever that can make that easier for people to actually use the photos that they have?
That's a great question. That's where Google Photos comes in. Great example. About 70% of my customers use them. That's why we're fans, because you can now identify from all of those scanned pictures people, places, things. They just added on the coolest new service for pets. So it will identify each one of your pets. So you click on one picture and all of them will appear. So it's really easy now to organize. Whereas in the past, they could have been in multiple photo albums or, you know, shoe boxes tucked away under your bed or in a closet.
Okay. I guess the robots are going to help us do that, right? The robots are already helping you scan these things in, and the robots are also going to help us out with understanding these things. Tell me a story about your favorite customer when you scan somebody's photos and they were really, really happy.
Well, the very best one is Katy Perry. Mm-hmm. We had digitized all of her childhood photos. Her dad gave it to her as a gift for Christmas. And coolest thing, well, good, bad news. The coolest thing is, she said it was the best Christmas gift she ever received. The bad thing is, she didn't mention Scan My Photos, but she did retweet a lot of her childhood photos. So that one was really good. We deal a lot with celebrities, and I only mentioned that because it was in a Forbes story, but otherwise they're, you know, absolute privacy for it. But it's those types of stories. It's people like the one that had the good news, bad news, another wildfire story. Mm-hmm. She had told us, good news, bad news, my house burned down. And I was trying to figure out, well, what's the good news? And she said, fortunately, she had all of her photos saved. And that's the type of wonderful stories to hear, that people did save it. And it's so important, again, to save it offsite, lots of places. And as you know better than anyone, all the photo sharing devices, people are only sharing pictures, if you're like me, mostly of the food we ate last night, right? Mm-hmm. From our cell phone. But it's decades and generations past. It's pictures from vacations, from family gatherings, from the 50s, 60s, 70s. And it's not just photos, it's slides and negatives too. But the real magic and why it's so economical are the high-speed photo scanners that digitize so many pictures every day.
That's actually an interesting question. What have you seen in terms of photos? How have photos changed over the past few decades? You see a lot of photos probably from the 70s and 80s, and you see a lot of photos now. What were people taking pictures of back then?
You know, that people actually had selfies before the smartphone. People would take their camera, hold it in front of them. So that type of thing has been around a long time. But I think the best part are the travel pictures where you can see Las Vegas from the 1970s, from the 1980s, mm-hmm. the changes there in cities, all over the place. But some things just, you know, haven't changed. And that's the most popular photo is just of the family gathering, everyone together. Sure, you know, hairstyles and clothing have changed a lot, but the you know, those smiles are still the same.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very nice. Where can people find more information about what you guys are doing?
Sure. We have everything on the scanmyphotos.com website. And mm-hmm. you know, we made it so easy. We have live support, email access. You could reach us. We've been around 28 years, so long time. And the best part is we created a promo code because we really want to get people to digitize all of those pictures before the next hurricane, wildfire, mm-hmm. You know, or divorce, or even if your kids grab a handful of crayons and a scissor and turn those precious photos into art, right? Mm-hmm. So, and the promo code's really easy to save 20%. Just type in TechCrunch,
all right,
and then people instantly get that.
All right, I'll have people do that. All right, very cool. Yeah, I got a big kick out of this. This needs to be done, and I think you're doing a mitzvah, I guess.
John, thank you so much. You know, when you think a billion pictures just destroyed, gone,
I know,
family right? histories from the floods, crazy.
All right, beautiful. All right, Mitch, thank you for joining us on Technotopia. You can use a coupon code TechCrunch to get 20% off. That's pretty good.
Great, thanks
right.
so much.
All right. This has been Technotopia. I'm John Biggs. We'll see you next week. Technotopia is brought to you by Typewriter. Typewriter is your on-demand editor, and their amazing team of writers will make your book chapter, blog post, or email shine. Typewriter editors come from places like TechCrunch, Gizmodo, and the New York Times, and they offer low bulk rates for longer work. Check it out at typewriter.plus. That's typewriter.plus.